Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colanese, and joining us right now is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the RNC chair. Ronna, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
Good morning. Always great to be here.
Wanted to talk to you about a piece running today on the AP that is saying that in Trump country in Virginia, the Trump country, you know, the southwestern part of the state where they were really, really down for Trump, not so much for Ed Gillespie. And some people are saying who were interviewed, we don't know anything about him. So not as enthusiastic. And I think he needs those Trump supporters in order to win.
Yeah, we've seen kind of the opposite as we've been tracking our voter data and our polling. And in those areas, the RNC is heavily invested in the Virginia race. We've knocked a million and a half doors. We've had 680,000 calls. We've got 1,700 volunteers. So we're seeing a lot of enthusiasm. And we actually are seeing Ed doing better and better every single day. But, of course, you're right. Those out-state voters are going to be critical. And we're going to need them to turn out for Ed if he's going to win that governor's race.
It seems like both Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam have an interesting problem here. They just need people to get to know who they are, because even in Ralph Northam's case, he's the lieutenant governor of the state, and his name ID is, like, ridiculously low. It's like, people are like, who? Ralph Northam? Yeah, let me tell you about this guy. He runs your state. So you've got Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam trying to convince people to support them. I'm struck by what's going on in the press right now, which is they're pointing out, and I've seen several pieces to this effect. Politico headline, close Virginia governor polls set Democratic nerves on edge. Washington Post headline yesterday, national Democrats are jittery about Virginia governor's race. It seems to me that Democrats are at least laying the groundwork right now that they want to downplay their expectations in order to try and get this across the finish line. How do you view it?
Yeah, I think they're trying to ramp up enthusiasm and interest in this race. And as you mentioned, Ralph Northam is somebody nobody knows. And he's been lieutenant governor. And there's a reason why nobody knows him, because he's done nothing. He's done nothing for the state of Virginia. This is a classic politician who is running for office because he wants to hit that next rung on the ladder and be governor. Ed Gillespie is running hard. He's having events across the state. He wants to be governor because he wants to help the people of Virginia and put in good policies. So I think the Democrats are a little concerned because they have a candidate who's not resonating with their base, and they're trying to gin up that energy.
Did Ed Gillespie maybe make a mistake here, a misstep, by not aligning himself more with Trump? He kind of tried to straddle the line.
Ed's campaigned with the vice president. He's had events across the state. The president tweeted out support for him. And I think you'll see more and more interest in that race as we get in the final stretch. But Ed's absolutely supportive of a White House that's going to be working on behalf of Virginia.
So what about President Obama coming to town last week? He comes to Virginia a couple days ago, then campaigns for Ralph Northam. Does that have the RNC worried that Obama's out in that race?
Yeah, I think it shows that Ralph is having some enthusiasm issues and he's trying to tap into President Obama. Listen, I was Michigan chair during the last election. I saw President Obama come into our state to try and help Hillary Clinton, and it didn't work. It's about the candidates. And Virginia voters are smart. They're going to look at the two candidates running for governor, and they're going to see one who hasn't done very much when he's had that office of lieutenant governor, and another who's working hard, who's focusing on the people of Virginia, and Ed Gillespie.
So talk a little bit about fundraising. I know the RNC has had some good numbers lately. Interested to find out what they are.
Yeah, we've had record fundraising at the RNC for a post-presidential year. We just passed the $100 million mark, $104 million. Even more importantly, we're investing in the ground game. We have 80 staff on the ground in Virginia. We're in 17 states. We're already gearing up for 2018. The Democrats right now have $7 million cash on hand. We have $44 million cash on hand, and they have $3 million in debt, and we have zero debt. So essentially, we have 11 times more cash on hand than the DNC, which puts us in a great place to put the resources on the ground to build the infrastructure to win in the midterm.
What's the biggest thing that drives the small donations? Like, what practically, what's the thing that gets all of these donors to come into the RNC?
Well, the president's been incredibly helpful with the RNC and put his name on our fundraising emails, and the enthusiasm for him is very strong. They want to see his agenda enacted. Small dollar donors do. They want to see Congress get the things done that they ran on. And we're seeing that at the RNC, and then our major donors have done well as well.
How much money are you putting into the Virginia race?
Well, right now we're at $3 million. We'll probably maybe be north of that, I would guess, by the end. But we're investing everything we have to win that seat. We want to win that governor's race. It's important. It's important for the people of Virginia to have a good governor that's focusing on bringing jobs and increasing wages and focused on the people of Virginia and not on that next rung of his political career.
I wanted to, since we're talking about money, just talk quickly here about tax reform. We hear a lot of different things about what is going to be in it, what's not going to be in it, being able to deduct state and local taxes, the idea of messing with 401ks and putting a cap as to how much you can put in there. None of those things sound like they would be popular with the middle class. The President Trump says he wants to help. How can they give tax cuts and at the same time not run up the deficit?
Yeah, they're focusing on, obviously, the middle class tax cut. That's what the president has talked about. I think one of the things that doesn't get mentioned is doubling the standard deduction and then closing some of the loopholes. So by doubling the standard deduction, a lot of people are going to take home more pay. And then increasing that bracket, that 10% bracket to 12%, and then the rest being a zero income tax bracket. So we'll see what the final details are. I think it's still being carved out, obviously. Republicans recognize that wages have stagnated for many of the middle class in this country under the anemic Obama economy. People have not seen their paychecks increase. Their premiums on health care have doubled. They're really looking for relief. And I think it's important to give people more money to take home, to give to their families and to invest in the things that they believe in and not send it to Washington, who I don't think is as efficient with those dollars as they could be.
Well, as you can tell based on this conversation, Ronna Romney McDaniel has a lot of different things to deal with, and we're grateful that you told us about all of them this morning. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
All right. Chat with you soon.